Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Hey Nelson, what's up?
Just the usual, just shearing a sheep.
Oh, yeah, well you do, people may not know this and we have to edit the sound out in post, but every week, Nelson's shearing a sheep.
We play me shearing a sheep backwards to negate the sound.
Yes.
That's the shearing.
Yeah. I'm not an audio technician, but if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's technical. I'm pretty sure that's a thing. I heard they did that in the last FIFA World Cup with the Vuvuzelas. The idea was that if you play the sound backwards over the top of it, it like negates, not backwards, but like the reverse audio.
Right.
Then it negates itself. I think it's a thing. Really? You're looking at me like I'm making this up. No, I'm not making this up.
It's just, I fundamentally don't understand. I'd need to see it to understand it.
Well, it's very simple science. It's very simple ear science, which most people understand.
And if we in the podcasting game aren't masters of ear science, then what are we?
What are we? That's a good point. If there's one science we should know, it should be ear science. Yeah. Kevin, what's been going on?
Anything exciting? Nothing, man. Nothing. This has been a nothing week for me. Since the last podcast to this, I don't know, I just slept, I guess.
Okay. That's a long time to sleep.
Yeah. I'm very tired. How about you? Anything exciting?
I've been sick.
You've been sick?
Yep.
Well, that's even less exciting than me.
That's pretty bad. Do you know what I find when being sick, though? I feel like there's sometimes when, you know, if you're like, I don't know, having a shitty time at work for a while or you've maybe had weekends that are really you've had lots of social functions and you're like, oh, I just want time to myself. Maybe if I was just sick one day, that'd be a benefit, you know? And then you get sick and then you're like, oh, this is
no good.
This sucks. This is because I was like, oh, I'm getting a bit sick. That's really annoying. But, you know, I can sit down, watch some TV, have some me time. And, but yeah, it just sucks. Yeah. I forget the pain that you go through.
Yeah. Because what you want is the time that being sick will allot you without any of the consequence of being sick.
Yeah, that's right.
Without any of like the fever or the drowsiness or the dizziness.
Yeah. I think that's lying.
Yeah.
About being sick.
You can just fake being sick.
Yeah.
Not that I don't think anyone would do that.
Yeah. okay, but I say let's bloody get into it.
Straight into Reddit.
Shall we?
Okay.
This is by Rubber Band Rocks. Egypt targets social media with new law which makes users with more than 5,000 followers subject to prosecution for publishing false news or incitement to break the law.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Have you seen lately, there's a lot of Facebook ads about fake news. Have you seen these pop up?
Saying to report
what you think is fake news as
Yeah.
That's interesting. So more than 5,000 followers, if they post something that turns out to be false, they get prosecuted.
Yeah.
I wonder how severely.
I'm not sure. Probably death.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know much about Egypt, but I know that some of their punishments are kind of extreme.
Yeah.
I don't know
they're a little archaic.
I don't know if that's current Egypt, though. Maybe they've changed their tune.
I think there's some things that... I'm pretty sure some of their, behaviors are not something that you would normally see in, like, a first world country sometimes.
Yeah.
But other times it's not. Like, for example, I know if you're a couple, because it's a Muslim country, pretty heavily Muslim, I think, if there's, like, couples holding hands and stuff, you can get people, like, will actually yell at you.
Oh, wow.
And, like, so, and I think maybe you can get into lawful trouble. Like it's really considered a serious thing.
So presumably then, if you were seen as a quote unquote influencer, someone that influences the social media, spreading fake news, you could have like a pretty dire consequence.
Yeah, possibly.
Interesting.
I feel bad for making generalizations about the small thing.
Like maybe, it could just be a fine.
Yeah. Maybe they're just like, well, no candy for you for 3 weeks. You're like, oh. And it's like, it's so weird. You're really strict about that hand-holding thing. But no, Just no
this
candy.
Candy thing, it's an honor system. So yeah. Seriously, yeah. I'm serious right now. Don't.
Yeah. We'll if we find you eating candy, it's going to go on. Your ban is going to go on for longer.
You're nice one, idiot. That's 6 weeks now.
But yeah, I thought I really liked this idea.
Yeah.
Because I always remember, I'm pretty sure on the show previously, we had spoken about a quote from somebody who basically said the internet made idiots who would have the conversation in a bar with their friends end up being able to have that conversation with a bunch more people and be more influential.
Yeah.
And so I thought this was a great idea because it kind of it brings it back to that thing. It's like, well, you can still spout your stupid opinions that are wrong. And this is more to do with fake news, I guess. But one thing that came to mind is like, well, this is controversial as well though, right?
Yeah.
Because I would say a good one is like anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of some people's opinion. But I would say that's fake news in a way. If somebody was like, this is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because like vaccines will do this and that to your kid.
Yeah, that's
other than vaccinate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll protect your child from various diseases. Never vaccinate your kids. So I think it's, I don't know, I really like it for that kind of a reason to say, okay, people who have that opinion where it's just frankly wrong, they can spout that to each other. But, you know, if you don't have that many followers, then it's fine. It is like you are in a bar, maybe a larger bar, talking with your friends, spouting your stupid opinions.
It's kind of shouting into the void.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But then after too many, then you can say, hey, no, that's, you know, but like, don't spread that. But then the problem becomes about what issues, and this does specifically say fake news, publishing false news, rather, or incitement to break the law.
So this is my question. It says publishing fake news because who is to blame for this? Is it the person that spreads it or the person that creates it? Because the person that spread it could just be wrong and you're allowed to be wrong.
Yeah.
But is it on the person that creates that article?
Yeah, I think so. I reckon you would, you would probably do that. So if you're saying it's like somebody with 100 followers publishes an article.
Yeah.
And then a person with 10,000 followers forwards that article, shares that article.
Because that person with 10,000 followers could just be misinformed, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're taking the publishing as...
Yeah. So, is it the responsibility of the person sharing it or the person publishing it?
You know what I think, actually, is that the person sharing it, even though they've been misinformed, I mean, they're just taking it
because, is it because they didn't do their due diligence and check?
Yeah, I think there needs to be more accountability you can't just share shit that you don't know about. Yeah. If you think it's right or not. I think it gets really tricky when it comes down to something that isn't so scientifically, factually based like vaccines.
Because since we're being controversial, may as well steer into it. The example I was thinking of is Breitbart, the American, or even InfoWars, the online news thing run by Alex Jones that says all kinds of stuff like these. You know, that people in school shootings were actors and it's all just a government conspiracy or just terrible things like this.
Yeah.
But that is a news corporation that Donald Trump has retweeted many times.
Yeah, yeah.
So then who is to blame for that fake news? Because Donald Trump obviously has a bigger following and it's going to get to more people, but he's not the one that published it.
I think they both would probably, because they probably have more than 5,000 anyway.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I guess my question was like, I still think it's both,
regardless.
Yeah, okay.
Until you, but again, like, I don't know, going by this law, because if there is somebody that publishes it and they only have 100 people following or whatever, then... Again, that's like, well, that's not breaking the rule because you're not really that influential. So who cares?
Isn't it?
So you just get Trump and then you wouldn't get these people. But then these people would be nothing. Like, I think that's the point.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know of these people or whatever. Right. And Trump wouldn't be doing it in the first place if they weren't so well known. But then the fact that they are, they would also get prosecuted for being.
Isn't it some real Black Mirror shit that your worth is tied to your online social following? Like, yep. You need to have over... Like, if you have under 5,000 people, they're like, oh, it's not really of any consequence.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, you literally have a number associated with you, which I know is an episode of Black Mirror, isn't it? Is it not? They have, like, a rating or something?
Yeah, there is a rating system.
So it's like the higher your following, the better your rating.
Yes. It's a bit different, but yeah. But yeah, okay. That's true. But I think that's not... because of the idea of there's more value to that.
I know it's about reach
more people, so
I'm just saying like to the side of this as a side point. Yeah. It's just weird that our society has got to the point where that is a thing.
Yeah. I wonder what the future is going to be like.
How can it be good? How can this be good?
We're not going anywhere positive. I think they're also, I was just going to quickly say before we move on, that I think there is also an issue of if a government, and I don't know what the Egyptian government is like in any form really, but if a corrupt government was to then start doing this, I think you'd be in a lot of trouble. Like North Korea or something.
Yeah.
I think that they would be like, oh, you said something that wasn't really false, but they say that is false, so therefore you get prosecuted anyway.
That's true. And
I think it becomes dangerous in that.
There is something about the free press that is this stifling free press. You should legally be able to write whatever you want, however bullshit is.
Yeah.
And if it's wrong, people should be able to choose to ignore it or not. But you're right. If there is a government that can control what is deemed fake news and what is not,
then
you could just lead that to be like anything bad about the government is fake news.
This is what I think should happen. Okay.
All right, solve it.
Everyone that writes an article ever has to sit on a stage somewhere. And maybe there's like a day. There's like a publication day something or other where you can get back at reporters sort of thing.
It's a catchy
journalist
title.
We'll work on it, okay? And they're on a stage, and just like in medieval times, they're in one of those cage things where they put their hands and their head through,
right,
and you can throw rotten fruit at them.
Okay.
But to defend the fact that there would just be, you know, like idiots who believed false news, kind of throwing food at non-false news people that goes against their beliefs or something.
Sure.
You have the two deciding sides. So people that think the article was correct come up, and the people that think the article was wrong. The people who think the article was correct can defend from the thrown fruit of the people who thought the article was wrong.
Can I streamline this?
Yes.
Okay. So you've got a journalist and they're in the shackles.
Right? Yeah.
And if you can come up and present to someone a piece of information that is confirmed true that contradicts what they said.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Then you can throw your fruit.
Okay, yeah.
So if they say, oh, you know, gun violence went up 18% under Trump, and you go up and you're like, it actually says here that through the Statistics Board of America or whatever, it went up 7%. They were over exaggerating.
Yeah.
They can be like, all right, throw your fruit.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's much better. But I feel like there's
less chaos.
I was hoping, basically, I was just hoping for this weird kind of
food fight
event where there's people chained up and other people defending those people, and their rotten food was being thrown everywhere.
Hmm. They're both good.
But you wouldn't let me have it, Cam. Wouldn't let me have it.
Sorry. I'll try not to rationally think too much about these food fight situations that we concoct.
Good. I appreciate it.
What a political start we got off to.
Yeah, that's true. I have to admit,
for like, new listeners of the show, we're not normally this political.
3 minutes into it, I was like, oh, this isn't very funny.
Next one better be funny, Nelson.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, Kevin, let's get into Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. This Today I Learned is by Brandon Fish. Today I learned that Coca-Cola never patented their secret formula, because otherwise they would be required to disclose it to the public.
Okay, this is interesting. So, because obviously in the cola realm, Coca-Cola reigns supreme.
Yeah.
And exactly. And is it still...
Followed closely by LA Ice.
Obviously. Yeah, what am I... Well, I assume that was on a different level. Yeah, okay. There's cola and then there's cola plus.
There's super cola. Yeah.
But in normal cola, normal, quote unquote.
Average cola.
Yeah, so is that to say, and I know you haven't researched this, but is that to say that people still don't know what the secret formula is other than the upper echelons of Coca-Cola? Because there is no other cola that tastes like that.
I didn't... Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I didn't research into it, obviously. But I'm actually wondering if this is kind of an old thing, because I'm pretty sure these... I feel like these days with nutritional facts and whatnot...
Yeah, of course.
You'd have to disclose... If it, like, all the ingredients you'd have to disclose on the back of a packet.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know if that whether it actually does detail everything, or if you just break things down into, like, its chemical components or something, then people maybe still might not know, and unless you could be really bothered. But...
So, okay, so then this, I imagine, then, is originally... Coca-Cola didn't, because if they don't have a patent on their specific ingredients now, then that's ridiculous.
Well, that's where I thought where we come in. Okay.
Ah, the classic Reddit on Reddit loophole that we love.
Yeah, I mean, because the thing is, obviously there's tons of cola brands, but nobody's been able to, like, break through, get the really good Coca-Cola taste.
Yeah,
so if we do this, then we could create, I mean, an equally good drink. Mm-hmm. Obviously not better. But we'll get a bottle, break their ingredients down, try to recreate it. Shouldn't be too hard, I imagine. That's pretty...
I imagine. Put it through a filter of some kind.
I've mixed stuff before.
Surely there's some kind of filter that you pour it into and then it pours out the raw ingredients. And we're like, ah, that's what it was.
Yeah. It just slowly breaks it down. Yeah. I think we're going to struggle when it's like flavoring 1756. Yeah. But you know what? We'll get there. I think that we could then leverage off them. And we're going to say now we're taking pre-orders.
Yeah.
If anybody wants Coke flavored drink.
Yeah. I think the Coke bit is the copyright bit. Cola,
cola
use.
Cola. Okay, cola. Can we call it Cola Coke?
Yeah, maybe.
No, nah, probably not.
And just as an aside,
Super Cola.
We've toyed with the idea of maybe one day doing a live show.
Stealing ingredients. Oh, yeah.
And if we do, at our live show, if we're not offering LA Ice...
Yeah,
I think we've done something wrong.
That's true.
Because it'll really divide the audience into people that understand and people that have been brought there.
The problem is, I think the problem is people are like, ha, that's a great joke. Where's the real drinks?
But the thing is,
they'll appreciate it. They'll laugh.
The thing is, that joke doesn't cost us very much money. that joke costs us 75 cents tops.
Yeah, well, per can.
No, per 2-liter bottle. Okay. You get a couple of those, like, what, $3? I will fork out $3 for that.
Okay. You're not expecting many people to turn up.
No.
Or many people to want LA.
It's more than that.
Yeah. Okay.
Like drinks at bar prices or free LA Ice.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's decent. Okay, but anyway, we should make Coca-Cola.
Okay,
is all I'm saying.
Or not Coca-Cola, our cola.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm just covering us legally.
Super cop. Okay. This next one is by Not Theory. Today I learned Daredevil's Charlie Cox auditioned for the role of Han Solo in Solo, A Star Wars Story, but failed his audition after his time playing the blind superhero meant he had trouble keeping eye contact with the other actors.
Yeah, I had heard this before.
Yeah.
I think he talked about it in like a Comic-Con a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is that audition list was like crazy long as well. Pretty much anyone you can think of that was below 40 and above 20.
Right.
Pretty much read for that role, apparently.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. Age even range. Like people like, do you know Miles Teller from Whiplash?
No.
Okay.
I'm just being honest. Just imagine. And by the way, I think I was speaking on behalf of most of our listeners when I said that. Also. Okay,
just imagine not Han Solo. Like people like that is like, you know, he's not a Han Solo right. type. But people like that were reportedly like on this list as well.
Right.
But yeah, can you imagine... Does that mean that he is a really good actor because he's really like gone into that and it's hard to break?
Yeah.
Does that make him a bad actor because he can't snap out of it?
I think this is what I believe is that it is absolute bullshit.
Oh, right. So he didn't get the role. He's like, I think I know.
Exactly. It's like, I think it was just something to comfort himself right. with. Or like, you know, or because, so the quote from it basically was, he said, I started reading my lines and halfway through I can't remember what.
Like casting director?
Casting director, that was the person, said, why aren't you looking at me? You know, and that was like his thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think he was just super shit at his role, looking in places that he shouldn't as an actor, regardless of what he knew anyway. It's just like, wow, you're so bad at this. You don't even know how to look. I don't think it has anything to do with his part in Daredevil, where he's not really looking at people. It's like, because then when he's not acting... For the rest of his life, he would have to be doing that.
Yeah,
like, that's an unnatural thing to not, like, stare just off somebody's eye line.
Unless he is saying that there's been some kind of, like, Pavlovian conditioning in which someone calls action. Yeah. And then his eyes go to the side of someone and doesn't look at them.
Yeah.
You're right.
But
you don't go like you're not like not looking at your wife when you talk to her or whatever at the end of the day. Are you?
Yeah. Maybe that's the real reason. He had a very bad. He was in a bad relationship with his wife, and he didn't like to make eye contact. And because he was around her all the time, that naturally became you know what he was accustomed to.
Do you think it could be because you know Daredevil is a pretty big role to get as an actor, right? And I would say he's now become a lot more known than he was.
Yeah.
And he's reaching that level of Hollywood stardom where people won't look at him in the eye.
Yeah.
And now it's just exacerbated to the point where he's like, oh, I don't look anyone in the eye.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Oh, no, because if my assistant looks me in the eye, he's fired.
Yeah. I wonder if he just eventually goes blind. His buddy's like, you're not using these anymore. That'd be good. Yeah. And then, ironically, he wouldn't be able to be Daredevil.
Had to get all these scripts in Braille.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. No, I think that'd be it. Like, his career would be over. Like, oh, you need to actually look at the things around you.
How ironic.
You don't have these superpowers. Yeah.
You're blind. You can't play Matt Murdock.
Yeah, that's right. Do you think he's good? I'm actually not sure that he's a good actor anyway, I've decided.
Oh, no, I think he's pretty
even good. After reading, like... I think it sort of came up after reading this, and I thought it was kind of a little bit crap or whatever. I was like, looking back on it, I don't know if he's a great actor.
I think he's all right. I mean, I've never seen him be bad.
I think in Daredevil, there's parts where he's...
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
I just wanted to diss him. You don't have any evidence to support or anything ready. You're just like,
I don't think he's that great. Look, to be fair,
look,
I will argue for him to say that he doesn't think I'm very good at podcasting.
Yeah.
And I accept that.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe I am biased because the last thing I saw him in was The Defenders. but he was next to Iron Fist.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this guy's great.
See, I think just by, yeah, when you put like bad people next to each other, then naturally...
But one of them shines brighter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's like, I would look fantastic in any... In fact, I might audition for the next Iron Fist season. Just as whatever. I'm just going to turn up. Yeah, hey, what? I can be whatever.
Yeah. Can- you're like, you can't come on the set. You're like, this guy's on here. And you're like, all right, get on.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh, look, we're looking for a black female antagonist. I'm like, I'm your guy. I can do it. It won't make sense, but I'll still does look
it,
way better.
Does it matter on this show?
You guys don't seem to care. So.
There's no director here. I don't see a single director.
Yeah. God, such a bad, it's a bad TV show. Okay, well, that's good. How about we get into shower thoughts?
Shower thoughts.
This shower thought is by Boopin Snoozler. That's actually a really cool name. Somewhere out there is the world's strongest sheep, and no one knows which sheep it is.
Yeah.
I want your comments. What are you thinking?
You know what, Boopin Snoozler, is that the name?
Boopin Snoozler.
Snoozler.
Yeah.
You are correct. That is something I've never thought of. I don't know why you ever thought of it, in a shower or otherwise. But sure.
And maybe we'll meet this sheep.
I mean, but it's not going to be like, it's not going to be like human to Superman level of difference. It's just going to be slightly stronger than the strongest sheep.
But do you know? That's the point, Kevin.
I reckon, don't know.
Maybe there is.
I reckon there's one guy out there that knows the strongest sheep, and he but he's keeping it to
himself. He's keeping it on the lowdown. Yeah. He's like, oh my God, if people find out your power. Yeah.
I tried to shear it once. That was a no-go.
It broke the shears. And my hand. Is there an animal that you would like to, that you'd be, you want to see the strongest of?
Okay. Well, what's the weakest animal? Like a daddy long legs, maybe. Okay. Like you step on that daddy long legs and your shoe doesn't hit the ground.
Yeah, it just lifts
like,
it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Do you know what animals I'm always pressed that look really buff is kangaroos?
Oh, they are.
They're so buff.
But
I don't get how their chest is so buff. They have tiny arms.
Yeah.
It looks like they've been doing push-ups their entire life.
Well, okay. So for those of you that listen outside of Australia, know this about Australian animals. They're all super strong and they're all cute.
Yeah.
Because you think a wombat's cuddly, that thing will wreck your car. If you hit a wombat with your car comes off worse than that. My brother once hit a wombat in a ute.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a pickup for people outside of Australia. That's like a big car.
Yeah.
And the wombat just got up and walked off.
Yeah.
That thing is like pure muscle, and so are kangaroos, and they'll all kill you. The kangaroos have like that blade at the back of their foot. It's going to, like, slice you open?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's probably a claw.
A claw, like. No, it's a switch.
They've got a switch. A butterfly knife just ready to shank you. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's right. If there was...
So, you want to see the strongest
kangaroo? Strongest sheep, it would be in Australia. Yeah, I want to see the strongest one. Because they're already so impressive.
And the classic image is the man boxing the kangaroo.
Yeah.
I want to see the man boxing the world's strongest kangaroo.
I want to see the normal kangaroo boxing the strongest kangaroo.
No, I want to see the world's strongest kangaroo boxing Conor McGregor.
Okay. No, it's easy fight though.
Yeah. I just want to see. I didn't say who would win. Money's I said I want to see that.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one by Colonel Foam Bottom. It's easier to win an argument with a smart person than a dumb person. What are your thoughts on that, Cambo?
I don't know. It's not to do with smart or dumb. It's to do with, like, their will to give up. I think.
Well, see, the thing is, here's the problem.
I get what they're saying. A dumb person doesn't know he's wrong.
See, you're wrong.
Okay.
But in order for me to prove you right, it's impossible, basically. So, I think we should just move on.
Did you get that just to make that point? No matter what I said.
But I was going to twist it in various ways.
Right.
No, but okay. So, wait. Go back to your dumb point and get more.
I said, I don't think it's got so much to do with like if someone's dumb or smart, but they're like their willpower to keep arguing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, if a dumb person is really ignorant, yeah, then it's going to be really hard because they'll keep going. But so will I. You've met smart people that will not be corrected.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's to do with willpower. Eventually someone's going to be like, yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, you sure? Yeah, you're right.
That's true. But okay, I think with a smart person with unending willpower and a dumb person with unending willpower, I see. I think the dumb person still comes out of that.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Because I think that when you reason and use logic that you would normally, you know, be able to win an argument on, then you end up, yeah, just having like the dumb person's like, I don't get it. I'm going to keep back.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Because there are people that when you present them with a fact, they'll be like, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That is the worst, actually, when people are just like, nope. I had a conversation with a lady one day who was arguing about, I was leasing out a property,
yeah,
and she thought the property wasn't in good condition.
Sure.
And this was like a really old property. Uh-huh. Like, it's not going to be in really good condition. And it would just take like tens of thousands, more than the property is worth probably, to make it look brand new again. And like the house that we used to live in,
sure,
it was kind of like that. If you remember. So you know, it's just
if listeners remember the house that Nelson and I used to live in.
Yeah, but it was just like run down, but still livable.
Yeah,
you know,
like a couple of cracks in the ceiling or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like it's fine. Any normal people can live there. It's totally fine. And she kept arguing with me, saying that it's not up to standards and landlords can get away with anything these days.
Yeah,
and I said, well, no, actually the court always is in favor of the tenants these days, like really to a almost a negative degree. The court's in favor of the tenants, and she's like, "No, they're not." I was like, "Oh, yeah, they are." I ended up getting into a like really long argument with this lady. I was like, "I don't know how to, you know, like how do you get around that?"
Yeah,
when somebody's just like, no, that's not true. Like, well, oh, it is. So what do we do here? I don't know. Like, I even gave her examples of when things had gone wrong for, you know, a landlord, but the tenant gets away with it scot-free. And she's like, I don't think so. I was like, oh, God, I don't know. You're just saying it with no experience whatsoever.
You're lucky you don't have more than 5,000 followers, Nelson. Okay. She would have flagged you for fake news.
Oh, my God. I would have punched her in the face. If I don't try anything like that, I don't know. Anyway, here's another one, Kembe. This is by... Oh, what an asshole.
That's not the name.
This is by 992564379459561185466.
Now, I hope that when you message this individual to say that we've used his comment,
yeah,
he appreciates that you took the time to actually get that
go
right.
Go through and not just be like, a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He won't.
That's it. He won't. Do you know what I want to do to this guy?
What?
Or girl, I don't know. Is go into their computer and click the button that says like erase all username saves and things like that on the computer. Because that'd be annoying to type in every time you wanted to get onto Reddit. Just because it's so annoying. Anyway, they said, people who say, well, wait till you have kids, in a bitter, exasperated tone, are inadvertently showcasing the best reason not to have kids.
We've talked about this before. The want of kids. Like... To want to have kids.
Yeah,
neither of us are really...
Yeah. As I grow older, the less likely I want kids, I think.
Yeah, because I always thought, oh, yeah, eventually I'll have kids.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then the closer I get to that, I'm like, maybe not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, I think what's funny about this is that is because that does show the expectation of society with this person is saying, wait till you have kids, because it's expected that everybody will have kids. And I think that's, I reckon it's not the case so much anymore. I know that often when you have an opinion or whatever, you live in your own bubble.
Yeah.
But I think that I really do believe that a lot of people I know and stuff that like society is being more towards not having kids is fine. And a lot more people aren't having kids.
Yeah.
That you're even just a little bit older than me or whatever, haven't decided to not have kids, but in long-term relationships.
And it's not like the population is in jeopardy. I mean, that thing is growing quick.
Yeah,
in fact, we could do with some less kids.
Yeah, that's right.
And obviously our opinions may change, who knows? But I side on the...
future children of ours, if you do go back and listen to these episodes one time, we love you very, very much. And you weren't an accident, probably.
Yeah, I think you're fine. I side on, you know what? Ignorance is bliss. Because they're like, you know what? You never know the joy of being a father. I'm like, but you know what?
Yeah.
I'll never know it, so I won't miss it. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's not like I experienced that high and then it's taken away from me.
Yeah.
I'll just never know what it's like. That's okay.
I do actually super hate that when people are like, you'll never know what it's like. There's nothing like it in the world. I imagine there is nothing like murdering a person in cold blood. I imagine there is no other experience in the world that could replicate that experience.
Yeah.
So should I go around just murder one person at least so I know what it feels like?
Even a less crazy version of this, Nelson.
Yeah.
What's
so crazy about it?
I am led to believe that doing heroin is very good.
Yeah, that's much better.
But I'm not going to experience it, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I would argue without doing either thing, parenting or heroin, I imagine heroin would be far better.
and ultimately, probably less expensive. And heroin is very expensive.
Yeah.
But not as expensive as a fucking high school education at a private high school.
Yeah. I think there is some statistic that's like each kid will cost you X million of dollars in your life. And it's like a ton of money.
But if someone had the audacity to be like, oh, you can't say no to heroin. You'll never know the high of heroin. You'd be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I cannot know that and live my life.
Yeah, that's right.
So
it's like you have to always have every experience.
Parents out there that say you'll never know the joy of having a kid.
Yeah.
You're pushing your heroin on us.
Yeah. And your kids.
And, yeah.
I'm going to give heroin to your kids. I don't know why. That's a bit weird.
No.
I'm interested to know if any listeners with kids have an opinion on this.
Yeah. Oh, please. Yeah.
Rowan.
Yeah.
Right in. Let us know. What do you think?
Because
are your kids worse than heroin?
I'm sure we've just offended the hell out of you for us to be like, oh, they're all idiots.
Kids suck. Parents suck.
And you know, and you're sitting there loving your kids, being like, who are these assholes that don't know the joys of being a father?
Okay. We're maybe not saying that either, right?
No.
We're saying, sure, there's something there. Yeah. But it's not that you have to experience
I'm sure it's great.
Yeah.
The joy of being a father.
Yeah.
As I'm sure the high of heroin is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just right now, not for me. Maybe one day when I'm a little older, I'm in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
I'll try heroin.
Yeah. When you've got a good supportive network of people around you and a ton of money.
Yeah. Because of the no kid.
Yeah. Also, I've got nieces and nephews now. I feel like that's all I need. I've gone like halfway there, basically.
And look, on my deathbed, I might regret it, but that is a problem for them.
Yeah.
When I'm like, I didn't leave a legacy.
The difference is, on your deathbed, you could quickly shoot up, but you couldn't quickly have a kid.
Interesting. In the old babies v. heroin debate, I'm not saying there's a definitive winner. I'm saying the needle is just shifted.
That's all.
Okay. yeah, it's ready. Okay, here's another one. This is by Gallo Boob, which I think is not... I think there's a Reddit personality called Gallo Boob. Mm-hmm. I think this is a fake one.
Okay.
Fake news. Because when we did that interview with PME Tits Girl,
yeah.
I think he spoke of Gallo Boob.
Oh. Ah.
But this is a fake Gallo Boob. Okay. I don't know. Anyway. According to the third time's a charm rule, Germany will somehow win the next World War. Do you reckon that there's like US intelligence and
no.
UK intelligence?
No,
okay. you got him. That's like, yeah, this is pretty factually correct. Yeah. So
don't let him try again.
Let's not start another world war. We know where it's going to go. So... And yeah, there's just like a whole bunch, there's just like a ton of spies, like in Germany, just talking down a war.
Can you imagine
some people
being
in a pub like, hey, remember how we almost took over the world? There's some guy in the back like, no, don't do that again. That's a bad idea.
So can you imagine a situation in which like the Secretary of State is sitting with the President being like, we are on the brink of war with Germany.
Yeah.
And the President's like... So, our forces outnumber theirs. So, you don't understand. Third time is the charm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, damn it. We're all doomed. Wouldn't you just surrender real quick, though? And then it'd be the Fourth World War after that. Leapfrog. Okay. Easy. They're like, Germany's, we're going to war.
Yeah, you win.
Yeah, done.
All right. World War IV.
Yeah. Easily solved. Easily solved.
You're welcome, world.
We just saved you. Okay. Well, Cambo, I say, let's go into Ask Reddit.
Ask Reddit.
This Ask Reddit is by Ben Rayfield. That's just a normal name.
Okay. Nice one, Ben.
Yeah. If Apple sold a toilet, what features and problems would it have?
Features? I'd have to imagine...
This is marked with a not safe for work, by the way. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very prudish of Reddit.
They were anticipating poo jokes.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, like, I guess you just get all those... you know, you see the T-shirts that sold at Marketplace sometimes, iPood instead of iPod.
Oh, I'm sure you'd they'd be relevant.
Yeah.
Is basically the thing now, yeah.
I mean, what would its features be? It'd be anything that you get in those crazy Japanese toilets that they have now.
Yeah.
Like heated seats and stuff.
Actually,
like that.
That's true. Yeah, that's not even... I think there's, like, little games and stuff you can play on there. I think there's like animations of like your poo going down the drain and things like that. That'd be entertaining.
Yeah. So I'm sure as Apple always does, they will just see whatever the best is and then do it several years later. And everyone goes, well, that's game changing.
That's pretty good.
That's crazy that you've invented that.
Yeah. And
Apple goes, yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think... The thing is, though, this is definitely what would be a feature.
Okay.
Right. Is the toilet roll holder next to it would have like a curve in it, and then they would sell toilet rolls that had a curve so that you could only buy that toilet roll.
Yeah.
And that would be really annoying.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they do. And you know what I think they'd do as well? Is they'd make you poo in a weird position. Like you had to have your knees to your chest or something.
Okay.
Just because I think they'd like try to be a little bit unique.
Yeah, a little bit, you know, think different is their slogan.
Yeah. They'd be like, poo different.
Yeah. I was just going to be like, they would think, you know, people have been pooing a certain way for centuries.
Yeah.
We're going to change the game. Yeah. Maybe you poo sideways. Like, you know, you don't have your legs hanging off the front of the toilet. You have to go sideways on this one.
Okay. Like, your butt... Are you still straight, or...?
There's the body of the toilet.
Yeah.
Normally, you face away from it.
Yeah.
Right? But you face side onto it.
Okay.
This
so, your legs are still straight to your body, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I thought you meant you kind of, like, lie down a little bit. And then the food slides down one of your cheeks. No. That'd be the worst. Okay. Good. Here's another one.
All right.
This is by Mark Puff 97. What movie is ruined the most if you replace the lead actor with Adam Sandler?
Okay. I gotta think as like the film needs to be as important as possible.
Oh, okay. Like Schindler's List.
Yeah, that's something like that, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Where it's like the bigger impact it had culturally, the worse that is.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, that's a good one.
If we're talking modern blockbuster culture, it would be Titanic, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Or I'm thinking one that's not even come out just yet. But the Black Klansman in the bar.
There's two roles in that. There's a white role and a black role. Which role would you place
the
him
black
in?
Role?
Yeah, imagine like if he was Black Panther.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's
because that was seen as quite an important milestone, like the first black superhero blockbuster. I mean, I know there was Blade and whatever, but like we're talking like mainstream Hollywood,
yeah,
$200 million budget blockbuster.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if that was played by Adam Sandler.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's actually get off the topic a little bit here. I didn't realize how crazy it was that the Black Panther comic book was really about the same thing in its time.
Yeah,
and then all these years later and creating the film, and it does have the same sort of impact. That's actually really amazing. Mm. I can't believe I didn't put that together yet. But.
And the Black Panther comic came out before there was the Black Panther radical like movement in like the 60s yeah. and 70s.
Yeah.
So it actually like outdates all of it, yeah. which is crazy.
There was a lot of people, I think, in the Black rights movement
mm-hmm.
that were cosplaying as Black Panther.
There was like real low key, like what is it, just a leather jacket and a beret?
Yeah.
Sure, so get a pair of shades. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Okay,
that was a weird sidetrack, but
that was a weird track.
Yeah, okay, I'll say, you know what, Black Panther.
Good. I'm gonna say Jack and Jill.
Yeah,
which he did star in,
mm-hmm.
but it was terrible.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I saw that movie in Gold
Class. I know. Yeah, that's. I'm so ashamed.
I'm not going to put any context behind it. You can work out why I did that.
Ever since that point in your life, I have just always thought worse of you. I don't think there's anything you could do to redeem yourself.
No. I don't imagine.
Okay, good. No. So long as you agree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know what?
Well, you think I'm proud of that?
Funnily enough, it's redeemed you a little bit. Not entirely. But, you know,
okay.
The first problem, first way to solve it is admitting it.
What? I couldn't. If you knew what Nelson was trying to say, write in and let me know.
The first step to, you know, curing yourself is admitting it. What did they say, you know, when you're like an alcoholic and the first thing
is to admit you have a problem.
Anyway. Okay.
It's a good show, this one.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to do another Ask Reddit, okay. actually, because this last two were pretty shit. This is by I Normally Lurk 42345. Okay. You can choose one animal, alive or extinct, that becomes your loyal companion with human intelligence, and only you can communicate with it. Which animal do you choose and why?
I'm probably influenced by the Phantom here. But okay. I always loved that he had Wolf, who was okay. a wolf.
Yeah.
That just, something about that seems pretty badass.
Yeah, wolf is pretty cool.
Like, imagine walking the bloody streets with a wolf.
Did direwolves really exist? Because that's what I want.
Well, look.
Like a real big wolf.
Yeah. It said living or dead, but we'll just also include or fictional.
Fantasy. Okay, well then fuck the direwolf. I want a dragon. That would be cool.
That being said, living or dead, that does include dinosaur, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you could just have a, I don't know, I feel like they would just be in the way all the time. Yes. It's like, you'd have to feed them a lot.
Yeah.
And then...
And you'd be disappointed at how the dinosaurs actually look. Like a weird big bird thing. Like, this isn't like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, yeah. And it does say human intelligence, which I think... I mean, humans aren't the best, you know, most of the time. Yeah. Imagine a human with superhuman dinosaur powers. I think you would just have a bit of an arsehole in your hand, basically. That's what I'm thinking.
All right, but if it had to be an animal that did live or has lived or is alive now, what would you pick?
Okay. I'm partial to a macaw.
Okay.
Because of the movie The Real McCaw.
I'm aware of the movie The Real McCaw.
That was a great friendship. And
that was even without human level intelligence. Though,
yeah,
it was more intelligent than your regular macaw.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. So, I mean, I do remember a part of that film where he gets the macaw to steal the PIN information of people when they're taking money out of the ATM.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that pays for itself.
If anyone hasn't seen The Real McCaw, I would highly suggest looking up. It's a great movie.
It's far better than Jack and Jill. So, yeah, I think a bird actually would be cool.
Right, yeah.
I know it's, like, not super cool, but I just think it would be cool.
Maybe,
like, a horse as well. No, that'd be weird. Because if you were a horse,
yeah,
I'd feel weird.
That's the thing about the human intelligence. The horse would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. As I'm like pulling on its mane, trying to grab it. Just let me do this. Yeah, that's true. I'm going to stick with dragon.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that was it for Ask Reddit. So let's get into the... Okay, let's get into the questions to make you like us. We did a series of questions to make you love us, and now you love us, but now we want you to like us. There's 36 questions, we're up to number 27. Sometimes they're crap.
Same as last time.
Question 27 is, what foreign country would you most like to visit? What attracts you to this place?
I was having this discussion just yesterday about, because depressingly at where I work, because I've worked there for so long,
yeah,
I have so much leave built up.
Yeah.
And someone said, are you going to take leave?
Yeah.
Like, what do you have planned? I'm like, oh, I have nothing planned.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got nowhere to be.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, where would you go?
Yeah.
And this started this discussion. I think, like, there's so many I don't know if there's one in particular.
Mm-hmm.
That I would pick up, because when I was younger, it was always America.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you see in the movies and stuff like that. Like, this, like, you're like, oh, it's that thing from Terminator 2.
Yeah.
That happened when I was in America.
Yeah. What?
There's a place from Terminator 2 that I saw.
Oh, okay.
I got very excited.
Okay. It's not really a movie where location is a big thing.
No.
That's kind of weird.
It was really just driving. It's the big... Do you remember when in Terminator 2, when he's on the motorbike and he's got the kid on the back and the truck's chasing him and they're in like a big drain?
Yeah,
we were driving over an LA freeway.
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, that's the Terminator 2 drain. I'm like, oh my God, it is the Terminator 2 drain.
The what? Are you sure?
Yes.
Or is it? Because they all look pretty similar.
No, famously, it was used in like Greece and stuff as well. It's a very famous like landmark of LA.
Right, right. Okay.
But I got excited because it was the Terminator 2 drain.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because you're right. Yeah,
I would have got excited because it was the Grease drain.
Cool, man. Yeah. But if there was one place, I would pick Florence in Italy.
Yep.
Only because I have an affinity for the Medici family of the Renaissance. And they specifically were in Florence. And they have a couple of churches and artworks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I would just like to be a bit of a history nerd in Florence.
Yeah.
And check all that stuff out.
You don't have to do that.
Okay. Cool.
If you just play Assassin's Creed 2.
Okay. Yes.
It's like all about the Medici family.
Is it really? Okay, cool.
But it also has like a cool assassin, like, you know, throughput line.
Interesting.
So.
Interesting.
Which is probably more interesting.
Do you work for or against the Medici? I know it's pronounced Medici. Don't write in.
No one's
going to write in.
I can't remember, actually. I think you work for them.
Mm. Interesting.
I think you are one. You're like,
oh,
I think.
Okay. Oh, crap. I can't remember. Look, they eventually became the popes. So they had some influence.
I think maybe you work against them. I don't know. Anyway,
the question is, the only reason I say is people did try to assassinate them. And I thought if you're playing an assassin,
yeah,
it would make sense that you had to try and assassinate them.
Yeah. But here's the real life hard hitting truth, Gambo.
Yeah.
Sometimes assassins get assassinated.
Oh, damn it. It's a good lesson, Nelson. Thank you. Okay, so mine is Florence. Where okay. would you? Well, mine is Florence or Assassin's Creed 2.
I was, yeah. But it's nowhere near as expensive, yeah. Gambo. But you will need to take your leave.
Right.
To get through it. Sorry. I was just going to say, although this is a horrible thing to say, and I'm sure Florence is like totally amazing and beautiful now.
Yeah.
I really love that in a game like Assassin's Creed, where they actually take you back to that time period, and they've had like, you know, they have historians, yeah. and like just people that have studied so much about this time period and how everything looks and is structured. And classically in the Assassin's Creed games, they always give you a bit of history,
sure.
like accurate history about like building, like buildings and things
yeah.
in that time and what their purpose was mm-hmm. and why they were there and their like significance through history. And part of me is kind of like, that's the Florence that I want to see.
Yeah,
is the true. Like, you know, back
if they could like rig that into a virtual reality version of that.
Yeah, yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't have to go to the real dumb place.
Yeah, yeah. But mine is probably similar. I mean, I've always my mother's Italian,
mm-hmm.
so I've always.
Oh, so thought, we've both gone to Italy.
I sort of think Italy. I'm not really a traveler, though, so I didn't really care too much.
Yeah.
If I never went to Italy, I'd be like, ah, whatever. I think I didn't have kids, but by God, this heroine's great. So, yeah, I don't know. I think Italy... I think I would just equally like to go to a lot of places.
I'm a bit the same.
Any that really stand out. Yeah, but yours, I feel like a... Oh, I'd like to go a lot of these places. I'm just kind of like, I would go to these places.
Right. You wouldn't mind going to any of those places, yeah. right?
Yes. Okay, well, that's it for question 27. Up to... We're going to... 36 questions, Jesus Christ. Couldn't find my words there.
You're okay tonight.
So we're pretty good. I don't know. I feel... Not, I'm sick, okay? So we got 9 more questions to go. Thank God. So now it's time for the Ask Me Anything. We're listeners of the show. Just like you, listener, can write in and ask us anything you want.
Okay, so I got a question here from Tom.
Yep.
Said, hey boys, my wife and I were having an argument about food expiration dates. What is your opinion on the matter? And are they the word of God or are they interpretive? So I used to believe one thing and have slowly come around to the other.
Okay.
First of all, the difference between best before and used by is important.
That's very important. Yep. Yes. Expiration date. Okay, I'm assuming that means used by.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because best before... Okay, let's just get best before out.
Okay.
That's bullshit.
Yes. Best before is the... If you want it at its best quality... Eat before that date, but even
I don't even know if that. Yeah. I think it's just like there's a law that says you have to put a date on it, and they just pick something at random.
Uh-huh.
But you can eat things that are like probably years after their.
So this is what I've come to know.
Yeah.
Fresh produce.
Mm-hmm.
There is a point in which things like cheese can expire.
Yeah.
But even expired cheese. Won't really harm you that much because a lot of the bacteria and stuff is pretty natural.
But
a lot of the used by dates are well before the food will expire purely just for protection.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone was to eat something after the used by date, they still technically might have some kind of case or something against you. So they put it well in advance of when it would expire.
Well, and I think it's kind of like, well, how do you work out the exact date, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're a company and you're like, okay, on this day, it's fine. The next day, it's developed one cell of mold,
uh-huh.
you know, you don't want to like risk that one day difference.
Yeah.
So yeah, you put it like well before anyway. Yeah, because I think my upbringing was very much, my mom was just like, eat everything always whenever everything's fine.
Yeah.
Like there was never anything that, I mean, obviously stuff would still go off and would get moldy and stuff, but even expiration dates were just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a guideline. It's not really a thing. Like your judgment is probably better than everything else. And I feel like maybe that's got me in trouble at some points in life. Where, because I have been so liberal with it, I'll like smell something and I'll be like, it's maybe not, it doesn't smell 100% right, but it looks fine.
Right.
So I'll eat. I'm certain I've eaten like moldy bread before and stuff. In fact, I ate, I got some chestnuts the other night. And there's two types of mold that you get in chestnuts. One's like black mold. I eat that shit. I don't care. It tastes a bit gross, but it's like, it's fine.
Okay.
If it's like super black mold, then I won't eat it because it just won't taste nice. But if there's a little bit, it's fine. But then there's like the normal green mold that you'd get on stuff. And one time I was like, I'll just sort of eat around this. but that was a bad idea because I was really sick the next day. So, but I would probably do it again.
But that wasn't
with other food, where I just like cut off a bit of the mold and like, the rest is fine.
But that wasn't the day after the expiry date.
Well,
or was it like the day after the expiry date?
I mean, I bought the chestnuts. They were just loose. Right. So I'm sure they would have had an expiry date on like the shelf somewhere, but I didn't check.
So what I learned about expiry dates as well. And I know this is going for it too long, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Is it leads to a lot of food waste because supermarkets will throw things out after past expiry date.
That's true.
Food that can be donated to people, but they don't donate to people because they don't want to be liable.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of food gets wasted that way.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, it is a big problem.
Yeah.
The fact that we kind of put these labels on stuff.
Yeah.
Because
that food could do a lot of good. It's like a day over the expiry date. A pack of biscuits isn't going to matter.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or like, even like you said, the like fresh produce and stuff as well, which people need more than the stuff that, you know, doesn't expire for ages. That should be like donated straight away.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, cool. Thanks, Tom. Here's one. It's by Ben. Hey, guys. Today I saw a video on a kid that collects fans. It was weird. But it made me think, if you had to open a small museum, what kind of museum would you create? Cheers, Ben.
Ah, okay. What kind of museum? I mean, we could probably do some kind of Elon Musk museum collectively.
That's true.
We need to know more about him. We just have a loose knowledge of who he is.
Yeah,
and seem to enjoy it.
That's true.
I think he had something to do with PayPal.
Yeah. I think, that's true. I don't know. Look, I know this is blasphemous, but I've gone a little bit off Elon Musk after his recent tirade.
Yeah, he's calling people pedophiles and stuff.
Yeah. Like, I was, you know, all for the Musk, but I feel like I can't really continue to blindly support. Look, it'll eventually blow over one day and I'll be like, I'll be a supporter again, okay? But I just need to wait for that time. Yeah. So in this present moment, I don't think I'd be doing that music.
And you know what's never let us down? LA Ice.
LA Ice is pretty brilliant. Have they ever had like one flavor?
I don't know.
Because then we'd just go through the different iterations of their bottle, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that brand owns all the crappy knockoffs like Lido and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, it's the same sort of brand. Okay, all right. But I mean, Lido's not LA Ice. It would specifically have to be LA Ice.
Yeah.
But
I'm saying to fill shelf room.
Okay, because we'd only have like a can.
Because
like
you've had LA Ice, 1.5 like,
liter bottle, and then a 2 liter.
Yeah, and then you have like Diet LA Ice or whatever, LA Ice Max or whatever it's called.
Yeah, right. Is it? I don't know.
That's like three bottles. If you're doing the two sizes, that's 6 bottles.
Yeah,
you chuck a bottle of Lido up there.
Yeah, yep.
Just like other interesting facts, this exists.
Yeah. Our plaques would be really not informative at all.
It just says, do not drink.
This is the museum I would create is one of the, like a phony one, you know, that's like, okay, you would see in a circus that's like, come look at the man with three arms.
Yeah, like the shrunken heads or whatever.
Yeah.
I have been to one of them. I went to, in Austin, Texas, I went to the Museum of Weird.
Okay.
So they had like the shrunken heads and the, you know, all that kind of like sideshow kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all crap.
I think mine would be real bad though. Like intention, like I would just duct tape things together. And then, but then I think that would just draw in more people.
Yeah.
Because like you have to say, it's so bad. It is so bad. And I would play it up like everything is 100% genuine and real. And if people like tried to bring me on, I'd be like, ah, you're just in denial. One of the people who don't believe it.
Who's paying you?
Yeah. Cool. Alrighty.
A crap museum of lies.
Crap Museum of Life.
That's what you should call it.
Yeah. But still, again, I would play it like everything's totally real. It's even called the Crap Museum of Life. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Well, thanks for writing in, Tom and Ben.
Yeah, thank you.
We really appreciate it. If you would like to write into us, you can do so. Reddit podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T podcast at gmail.com.
Yep.
You can also reach us at Facebook. And correct. At Twitter and our subreddit, they're all R-E-A-D-I-T podcast.
Yes, correct.
And
synergy.
And tell if you're a parent, write in and tell us why your kids are shit and you wish you had done heroin instead.
If you don't like the fact that we glossed over the fact that Nelson said that killing a man would be quite exhilarating, write in and tell us
Look, I'm just saying you don't have to. have every experience in your life.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. Okay. Murdering is something I'm not going to do.
Now I have to sleep in the same house as you. So
yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
You'll sleep with the fishes. Anyway.
Okay.
Also, if you could rate us on iTunes.
Oh yeah.
And subscribe and that's people stop listening by now. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will read you later. We'll be right back.